Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is Friday, February 9th. I hope you guys are having a good week. For a lot of you, it is the end of the week and you get to have the weekend to catch up on errands, hopefully rest, maybe take a nap, I don't know, go to church. But today in the Deep South, it is 71 degrees. It's kind of like Southern California. Southern California, it's always 71 degrees, 72. We think it's hot when it's 80 with no humidity. But now that we live here, that is nothing. I think we were kind of spoiled brats maybe back there. But yeah, I can't believe time is flying so much. And God is on the move. He's still on the throne. He's still working. He's still sovereign. We can still trust in him because he's unchanging. And as Jesus is really teaching his disciples about prayer, we're just breaking it down. Kind of each subject of what he's talking about, we're breaking it down. And today's is really good and I think incredibly important because it shows that we don't always have to do prayers that are huge and overarching. You know? Even small daily prayers help to build our trust in the Lord. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm going to pray only when it's horrible and severe and I need prayer. No. Or I'm going to pray when I need a whole new job and a whole new life change. That's important. Yeah, definitely do that, please. But when it just comes to daily things, prayer is essential. And that's really what Jesus says here when he says, "Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors." And I love that simple prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, as we wake up every morning and start the day off seeking the Lord, I think one prayer that has helped me when I wake up is, "Lord, this is your day. I'm in your hands. You're the one leading. Your will is what I am called to fulfill. Show me what that looks like." Because I don't want to start the day going, "This is what I want. This is what I want to do. This is who I want to set." Like, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And also, "Lord, the situation is hard. I don't know how I'm going to provide. I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill. I don't know how I'm going to get through this work meeting. I don't know how I'm going to have to, you know, I don't know what's going to happen when I know I have to confront this person." You know, as you seek the Lord and surrender to him and depend on him, what he's going to do is give you wisdom to get through that meeting, to have that confrontation, to be provided for. He's going to answer your prayers. He always does. I remember, there's a lot of stories, but one story in particular, my last church, a guy named Craig, he lost his job and he was looking job. He's a hard worker. He is our sound guy and he's still the sound guy to this day. And he's a hard worker. But literally, he got down to his last $4. Sorry, he last $4. And then God opened a door for this job, this really good techie job. Putting up displays at, I think it was like car shows, but putting up displays with a bunch of iPads and TVs and this technical stuff that he loved to do. So he got a job doing this and it was amazing. I mean, it was a great paying job, but man, he was worried. He asked for prayer. He was kind of desperate, you know? But as he sought the Lord, as God opened his eyes and directed him to apply, turning his resume to different places, that was just an open door from the Lord. And God provided. God always provides, right? So just the daily prayers throughout the, Lord, give me strength. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're weak. I mean, almost 90% of the people I know have gotten sick or are still sick. And they're dealing with it. And as you can hear my voice, I still have a cough after getting better a couple weeks ago. And as I'm coughing, my voice keeps getting hoarse. And it's just kind of like, you get to the point where, it's just irritating. And you're like, please, Lord, okay, you're growing me in patience. Help me to have patience, you know. But it's just those daily things, Lord, help me to get better. The last few days, I've been seeking the Lord since I've been at the, I was at the pastor conference and they came home to teach. Just, Lord, please get me better. Please clear my lungs. Please, just simple prayers, small prayers, but prayers that I think are essential because, Lord, I need your help. And the beautiful thing is that he does help. And another beautiful thing is, as Jesus says, he forgives us our debts. We had a debt because of sin that we could not pay. Well, Jesus paid that debt on the cross so that we can be forgiven. Therefore, what should we do? Well, we should forgive others. Well, they don't deserve it. No, they don't. Forgive them anyway. That's called grace. They deserve horrible things. Well, bless them anyway. Forgive them anyway. That's mercy. I think it's always important to realize what God has done in your life so as to have a heart for others. Because we rebelled, yet God forgave us. We turned our back on God, yet the Lord took us back. He gave us grace. He gave us mercy. He forgave us. He gave us love. And he still does. And so, in relation to others, we have to remember, God gave me grace. I need to give grace to this person. They don't deserve it. That's the point. Give them grace anyway. Show them kindness, even though they're mean to you. You know, it's show them mercy. Love them. Pray for them. So important. Because once you realize that vertical relationship with the Lord, how amazing it is and how good and how great God is and how he blesses us, then the horizontal relationship with others will be healthy. You know what I'm saying? Be healthy. Well, hey guys, God bless you guys on this Friday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. I should be able to do one of these tomorrow and Sunday. I was able to last weekend. So anyway, continue to look towards the Lord. Look up before you look ahead. Take care.